Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Latin music's power couple brought back 70s salsa in 2007. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pop star Jennifer Lopez and her husband, the singer Mark Anthony, revived the early days of New York salsa earlier this year when they starred in the film El Cantante, the movie about singer Hector Lavoe, featured a soundtrack by Mark Anthony, and it made it onto the list of the best Latin albums of 2007, according to Sandra Guzman, editor of Tempo, the Latino section of the New York Post. Sandra joins us today. Welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hello there.
So, Mark Anthony and salsa. This all starts with the story of Hector Lavoe, who was one of the kind of founding fathers, I guess, here in New York. What could Mark Anthony and J-Lo possibly bring to this music?
I think what Mark Anthony could bring is street, New York street. He's from Spanish Harlem. He knew Hector Lavoe. That was his idol. And I think he played the man he was born to play on the big screen. And when it came to remaking some of this beautiful salsa, he really gets Hector.
Hmm.
And you can't go wrong with singing classics.
Well, now, did this occasion a kind of renaissance, a revival of interest in the original recordings?
Well, I think what happens here is that Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez introduced salsa and Hector Lavoe to a new generation of salsa lovers and to an entirely new audience. And in that sense, but still bringing a little bit of newness of contemporary Mark Anthony.
Right. So it wasn't a remake, a literal remake of stuff that had been done 30 years ago, for example.
No.
Okay. Now, when you talk about the best Latin music of any of the recent years, reggaeton has figured prominently.
Yes.
And it figures on your list as well. It seems that for most critics, Calle 13 has been the critical favorite. You went in a different direction.
I did. I don't like potty mouth for the sake of potty mouth. And that's what Calle 13, to me, with this new album, was about. They wanted to make a statement. They wanted to be raw. And so I just felt that they didn't deserve it. Don Omar, on the other hand, is doing something really interesting. He's keeping it real. He's being picaresque with his lyrics, and he's not dirty.
Mm-hmm.
There's no four-letter words in his... and this is not coming from a prude, by the way.
Right. Well, the song that we're going to play, El Rey de los Cueros, there's a little bit of naughty... hint in the title.
There's naughtiness, but there isn't dirtiness.
Okay.
cuero in Spanish could mean conga,
the drum,
but it can also mean streetwalker.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the king of streetwalkers or the king drummer.
Either way, he is Don Omar, and the album is called, actually, King of Kings. Don Omar from the album King of Kings on Sandra Guzman's list of the best Latin releases of 07. Just in general, how is reggaeton doing?
Reggaeton continues to rise in the charts. One thing that you don't see in the numbers is all the piracy. That's hurting them. And, you know, their audience is very young and very internet savvy, and they are not used to paying for content. But this is actually part of the remix. King of Kings was his previous was released the previous year. He released a the DVD of his live tour with four new songs. Mm. And this is one of the four new songs, and it's traditional Dominican music, Perico Ripiao. Doesn't it make you want to dance?
It's kind of relentless and hard to resist, isn't it, with that kind of steady beat going there. A very different sort of dance music, though. The next person that we'll hear from is the late Ibrahim Ferrer. Now, he passed away in 2005.
He did.
But there was a posthumous release this year.
Absolutely. I think he may be the only guy who has a new album, you know, from the grave. Mi Sueño, My Dream, was his dream project, and he died in the midst of recording it, and there are 12 boleros, and as far as I'm concerned, Ibrahim could sing the Cuban Yellow Pages, and they would be beautiful.
Now, Ibrahim Ferrer, I mean, people who don't recognize the name, or it's kind of vaguely familiar, he was from Buena Vista Social Club.
Absolutely.
So, Mi Sueño, My Dream, you say he died in the middle of making it, so was this completed by somebody? Or?
He died in the middle of making it, but he had left enough raw music for the musicians to complete the project. And so what you have are 12 boleros. They're all classic boleros that, I don't know if you know that he, as a little boy, his mother died when he was 14, and he used to sing on the street for his supper. And so a lot of the music that he's singing in this album, and I get goosebumps talking about it, was the kind of music that he sang for his supper as a teenager.
Wow.
It's beautiful, classic bolero music from all of the Americas.
Here's Ibrahim Ferrer from his album Mi Sueño.
Que nuestro amor dejó, nos dábamos la vida como jamás se dio. Un día en el camino que cruzaba nuestras almas surgió una sombra de odio que nos apartó a los dos. Y desde aquel instante mejor fuera morir, ni cerca ni distante podemos ya vivir.
Dos Almas, Two Souls, Ibrahim Ferrer from Cuba, and the album Mi Sueño, the former star of the Buena Vista Social Club. Boy, he sings enough for two souls, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
78 years old he was?
78 years old. He died in Havana right after finishing a European tour. And it was a beautiful, for me, it was beautiful that he left us this gorgeous album. Mi Sueño, his dream project.
Of boleros, the kind of thing, as Sandra was telling us, that he would sing out on the street corners as a teenager. Sandra Guzman is editor of Tempo, the Latino section of the New York Post, and we're looking at some of the best in Latin music of 07. A couple of giants of Brazilian music released records this year. Caetano
yes.
Veloso,
yes.
Gilberto Gil. You, on your list, again went in a different direction. Why so?
I'm not trying to be difficult now. I love the way that she has combined Brazilian music, contemporary Brazilian, with also world music. She lived in New York, so she has some of the R&B and hip-hop cadence to her, and she also brought in Fela Kuti and reggae, and what you have is a really delicious gumbo of music, and she sings like a bird.
Well, you use the word gumbo, you might have said brew, because of course Starbucks put her on their label, and she
right.
was the first, you know, other than American artist to
exactly.
be so honored, if that's indeed an honor. And I guess from a financial standpoint, it certainly is, because it gets you amazing distribution and exposure. The album, otherwise untitled.
It's Seu.
Seu. Here's a song called Lenda.
De Lenda. Hey, hey, baby. Tome atento, fique esperto. Hoje não tem papo. Jogo-lhe um quebrante. Num instante você vira sapo. Bobeou na crença, príncipe. Volta ao seu posto de lenda.
from Brazil. That is the singer Seu, C-E-U, and the album of the same name. The song's called Lenda. We're speaking with Sandra Guzman about her list of the best Latin music releases of 2007. And our listeners continue to raise their voices on the Soundcheck listener page of our website, WNYC.org. Today is the last day that you can vote for your favorites of 2007. As I mentioned earlier, at least one of the categories hanging by a thread as one artist leads another by a single vote. Today is the last day. So check on over to the Soundcheck page of our website, WNYC.org. And Sandra, returning to your list, the sort of alternative Latin scene is well represented. There's the old, Manu Chao, the new, the B-side players. Let's talk about the veteran first, Manu Chao.
The veteran. I say that if Che Guevara had been a singer, he would have been like a Manu Chao. Just amazing.
In terms of politics or presence, dynamic personality, how do you mean?
Just everything. I don't know if you've ever seen him live, but he is electricity. His audience is global. There's females and males and little ones and old ones. And he sings in so many languages, I think six, including one language, Wolof. I can't even pronounce
it. That's the Senegalese language.
He's the only one that can see, you know, a streetwalker and see a princess and give us this beautiful song that I hope we play later. It's just Me Llaman Calle.
You say it a lot better than I do. I'll stick with the album title, Radiolina.
Radiolina,
and it's some music from Manu Chao.
Me llaman calle pisando baldosa, la revoltosa y tan perdida. Me llaman calle, calle de noche, calle de día. Me llaman calle, hoy tan cansada, hoy tan vacía, como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me subo a tu coche. Me llaman calle de malegría, calle dolida, calle cansada de tanto amar. Voy calle abajo, voy calle arriba, no me rebajo ni por la vida. Me llaman calle y ese es mi orgullo, yo sé que un día llegará. Yo sé que un día vendrá mi suerte, un día me vendrá a buscar. A la salida un hombre bueno, pa' toda la vida y sin pagar. Mi corazón no es de alquilar, me llaman calle, me llaman calle.
Me llaman calle, they call me street, would be the translation. Manu Chao from his album Radiolina, which is on Sandra Guzman's list of the top Latin releases of 2007. This song, at least, a little less rock-oriented than some of his other things.
Exactly. You know, he's giving us punk, he's given us folk, he's given us reggae, he gives us flamenco, and that's the beauty of this wonderful musician.
Who's originally from France.
He's actually, his parents were from Spain, Galicia and Barcelona, and moved to Paris because of Franco. So he was raised by Spanish parents.
In France.
In France. And,
so he's kind of an international guy from the get-go.
He really is.
What about the B-side players, the sort of the new generation of alternative Latino music?
This is my new favorite group. They're a septet out of San Diego, and the one Chicano lead singer looks like a Chicano Bob Marley. And they actually are writing to contemporary Hispanic issues like immigration. And in fact, they penned an immigration song, which was sang through the marches that we saw in L.A. and in Washington, D.C. And they're willing to pay the price. They were arrested in the last march in L.A. And these guys are just terrific. They're beautiful musicians. They have soul and funk and salsa and rumba and ranchera.
And their album title, which is in English, is Fire in the Youth, which kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Yes.
But the songs are in Spanish?
The songs are in Spanish and English. which is really reflecting the reality of Hispanic youth today.
Mm-hmm.
They're singing, but mostly in English now.
Okay.
Nuestras
demandas, our demands.
Our demands, you got it.
All right, we'll conclude with the B-side players. We've been speaking with Sandra Guzman, editor of Tempo, the Latino section of the New York Post. Her complete list is on the Soundcheck page of our website, along with all the rest of our critics on this Critics Week. Sandra, a real pleasure to have you back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Nuestras demandas, techo, tierra, trabajo, libertad, independencia, democracia. Nuestras demandas, nuestras demandas.
Tomorrow on Soundcheck, Critics Week concludes with a look at the biggest musical headlines and the worst albums of 2007. In a moment, we step inside the Harlem Experiment, a new CD that brings together Latin rhythms, fiery speeches, and the music of Cab Calloway, among many other ingredients. This is Soundcheck.
No vas a encontrar este movimiento solamente para la gente que quiere cambio. Soldados zapatistas de todo.